Early voting starts today. The actual 13 hours of the election is 2 weeks from today. So be in prayer. Jason Cairns, good morning.
Good morning.
How's your day?
So far, so good. Haven't had much of it yet.
Yeah.
Have a cup of coffee in, but other than that, not a whole lot.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a little bit. I have to say, it's been hard, like, quiet times over these last months where I feel like I try to keep up with things. I know a lot of people that say, I'm just get away from the news. Like, I listen and learn. And so some of my spiritual listening, like to Christian book, I mean, I've been trying to bone up on the election. And so that can be depressing sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. And I think you and I both share that same affliction where we understand that it may be good to step away from it from a time, but don't feel the freedom or ability to do so. You know, I know for me, it's like, you know, I want to stay informed. And so I'm listening to it. And sometimes it doesn't have great effects on my mental health.
Yeah. It's been just, again, unforeseen time. And again, we can take solace whether from our country or from other countries, though. And I guess I do find myself wandering back to Habakkuk, a character who didn't understand what God was up to in his day, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And as we've talked about on here, our friend Larry wrote a book about that, When God's Ways Make No Sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think there's certainly, you know, in my 50s now, this is a time of more confusion than I remember. And so I definitely feel that. And trying to recenter, reground in things that are important to me is something I really aspire to do. And some days I'm more successful with that than others.
And I'm thinking of different songs that I could play this morning, and I'm behind the board between now and 9 o'clock. But I mean, and some of them are older. I mean, like Twyla Paris's Watch and Pray or God is in Control, you know, are just coming
right
to my mind. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
but, you know,
I've been listening to Twyla Paris in a long time.
You know, there's a famous, I think, George Santayana, those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And somebody else said the thing we learn from history is we don't learn from history. So
right. Absolutely. And, you know, I tend to listen to a lot of audiobooks. I read a fair amount of books, including books about history. And so you read them and you're like, huh, this sounds familiar, you know, and yet you kind of wander down the same path again. And so,
yeah. So, well, I'll tell you what, since it is, yeah, early voting starts today. And I think both sides, you know, it may have been 4 years ago, one party more than another strongly encouraged early voting. But, yeah, both sides seem to. I know that the Republican Party had a long time ago, close to 2 years ago, had encouraged that. So, hey, today early voting starts, and it makes a lot of sense because in Wisconsin, you never know what November 5th could bring, a snowstorm, or you could get sick. So I'd encourage people vote early. Not like Chicago, vote often, but at least vote early. So,
right, yeah. And you're right, and we have options there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've done, I think in 2000 or in 2020, a lot of us did mail-in.
Uh-huh.
Ballots, but you know, we do have options here, and just to get out and vote.
So, starting today, then, and at least through Election Day, I thought we're going to leave Acts 9 and we'll get back. But
yep.
I wanted to go to Matthew 25:31-46, starting with, I mean, just in terms of, because what's been on my mind is I've thought about posting this on Facebook, but if you post anything, I mean, just never know what kind of pass rusher,
right,
Deacon Jones or Reggie White's going to rush you.
Sure. Right.
And so, but what's on my mind and heart, and again, as with any opinion, feel free to tell me if you disagree, but I want to encourage people, like when you head to the polls, please let love guide you and not fear. And it's Dan White's book, Love Over Fear, but also 1 John 4, the Word of God. And I know I see different people quoting different verses, and there's a lot of them. As one person said, the Bible's not a 3-page scratch and sniff pamphlet. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is that, you know, it says perfect love casts out all fear. So, and there's so much about love that it feels like that should be what guides us when we vote. So,
yeah, absolutely. I think it should be what guides us when we do almost anything,
yeah,
right?
There we go. So, just going to ask you today, wow. Yeah, so what I had in mind, I see how you handle this in Letters of the Beloved. I mean, this is the famous section about the sheep and the goats.
Yeah.
And, maybe today we're just standing and looking at this, but from what I understand, my wife and I were talking about this passage recently, and you did the devotional commentary writing on this a few years ago. But I mean, This is really more the way of nations. We think about it individually, and I can understand that, but it's really more like the direction of nations, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, I don't know. Why don't you give us the first couple of verses?
Sure. And it says, "But when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit upon his glorious throne. Mm-hmm. All the nations will be gathered in his presence, and he will separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left."
Mm-hmm.
You want me to keep going or you stay there?
Yeah, you can take it through 40.
Sure. "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me.' Then these righteous ones will reply, 'Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and show you the hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say, 'I tell you the truth, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me.'"
Yeah. So, powerful stuff there. I think about a 12-minute song from Keith Green we're not going to have time for, called "The Sheep and the Goats," or "The Least of These" from Philip Sandifer. But give me a thought as we exit out of here today. So.
Right. You know, and you had mentioned earlier a couple times, even in this segment, letting love guide us, right? And I think as we interact with fellow citizens, as we interact with people we come into contact, including those who look and think differently than we do, who live differently than we do, how do we live in a way that loves like Jesus loved? How do we care for those who may be downtrodden? How do we really stretch ourselves not to just love people who look and think like us, but to love those who maybe look and think quite differently from us?
Good stuff. Thank you, friend.
You bet.
It is also Toby Mac's birthday. Oh, my. We just heard from him. I hadn't checked the sheet yet. Toby, welcome to 60 today. T-Mac, 60 today. Wow. If there's a Toby Mac song you want to hear, let me know on the listener line at 715-396-1670. And John Foreman from Switchfoot, 12 years younger, he is 48 today. So huge birthday day in the CCM world today.
Good morning, early morning, WWIB listeners. This is Packer Bob, or Birthday Bob. Mark challenged me to leave a voice message, and he would play a tune of our favorite artist. Mac Powell is such a large part of my testimony. After being married for 19 and a half years, I lost the love of my life to lung cancer. I had two beautiful daughters to raise. Faith, my oldest daughter, was a freshman, and Cecily was in her mother's second grade class. My life was instantly changed so radically. The economy was in a tailspin, and on top of it, I lost my job. I'm so grateful for WWIB and friends like Mark Halverson, for my church family, and for guys like Matt Powell and his song, "Cry Out to Jesus." "Cry Out to Jesus" carried me through that storm. It's been 17 and a half years ago now, but in 2022, WWIB hosted OneFest, and guess who was there? Mac Powell. I got to personally meet him, and we were allowed to ask one question. I got the opportunity to share with Mac Powell in one question what "Cry Out to Jesus" meant to me at that moment. Mac gave me the biggest hug and stated that he was so thankful that he could be part of my journey. There was such healing in that moment. Of course, his song "Victorious" tells each of us Christians who we are in him. And Mac recently produced the song "I Love Jesus." It is such a catchy, foot-stomping but uplifting song that will be engraved on each of your hearts when you hear it. And this past weekend, I got to see Mac again in concert in Green Bay on Friday night with my wife. It was just amazing to see and to hear him again. He was the Third Day lead singer for 20-plus years, and now he's been on his own the last several years. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Mark. God bless.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Mac Powell and Third Day, Cry Out to Jesus, taking us to weather. WWIB, October Connect Month. Let's hear from you.
To everyone who's lost someone they love, long before it was their time, you feel like the days you had were not enough when you said goodbye. And to all of the people with burdens and pains, keeping you back from your life, you believe that there's nothing and there is no one who can make it right. And there is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, and love for the broken heart. And there is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. For the millions that struggle just to hang on, they've lost all of from her eyes, and for the children around the world without a home, say a prayer tonight.
As November approaches, a new survey unveils a surprising trend, Alvo.
Yeah, that's right. 2 in 5 Americans experience the daylight savings scaries. What is this?
Well, so the survey found that 40% of us, again, 2 in 5, 4 out of every 10, 40% dread the upcoming clock change starting around October 23rd. That's when they start dreading it, I guess, which is, tomorrow, and lasting until November 16th. That's how long it takes us to adjust, I guess, because the clock change happens on November 3rd, so about 2 weeks behind.
This year, daylight savings time ends on Sunday, November 3rd, and supposedly 2 in the morning that day, you're supposed to fall back, right? Spring ahead, fall back. So fall back an hour. I don't get the scaries with this because I think you and I both like the extra hour of sleep.
Exactly. The fall back, I don't mind. The spring ahead, that makes it a little hard to get to church on time that morning, too. Now,
you drive a long way.
I'm guessing the difficulty with this is just the increased darkness, right? So you fall back. But I don't know. I mean, maybe it's because you and I, a lot of times, especially you, go to work when it's dark and leave when it's dark anyway.
Sure.
So,
yeah, the majority, 59%, would opt to abandon the biannual time change altogether if given the choice. I got to tell you, they've been talking about this in Congress for years.
A long time, yeah. So I don't know. We'll see how this goes. But apparently, brace yourself, daylight saving scaries start tomorrow and go through November 16th.
All right. Be forewarned here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And regardless, so whether it's that or the election outcome, it's going to be okay. Lauren Daigle, WWIB.
Tuesday trivia time here on the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB, Caleb and Halvo with you. We've got a great prize for you. How about not one, but 2 movie passes? You can see a movie of your choice at Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. We want to send you to the movies if you can answer this at 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Call in live to the studio line. 65% of people consume this. What is it? 65% of people consume this.
Well, I know it's not pizza because it's got to be a lot more than 65.
You'd think that would be like high 90s. 715-723-2555. 65% of us, 65% of people consume this. What is it? 715-723-2555. Winner gets 2 Micon Cinemas movie passes, so you and a guest can see a movie of your choice. I'm pumped. The best Christmas pageant ever. We got to preview that as a staff. A special early showing. Not all theaters get that, but a special early showing November 2nd at Micon Cinemas. So make sure you go out and avail yourself of that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. 723-2555. Always good and fun to win Micon movie tickets. If you haven't won from us in the last month, you're eligible at 723-2555, 723-2555, since September 22nd. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Boomer.
Hi, Sherry.
What do you think?
I'm going to say fast food.
Fast food. 65% of people consume fast food. Is it fast food?
Could that be it? It's not it.
Thanks, Sherry. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Virginia calling from Rice Lake.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm thinking licorice.
Licorice.
Licorice. 65% of us, and then it's much fewer if you say black licorice, but licorice, could that be it? That's not it. Thanks.
You know what's really good is those, I call them the fancy licorice, like the filled kind. It's so good.
Huh. Yeah, I haven't had that too much.
Yeah, super good.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Rice Lake.
Hey, Dale, good to hear from you.
2 in a row from Rice Lake. What do you think, Dale?
Milk.
65% of people consume milk. Not specific enough for what we're looking for, Dale, but thank you for the call.
723-2555. 65. That would be interesting in terms of, what are the numbers there? 723-2555. 65% of us consume what? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right. Well,
did we lose him?
Nobody's there.
Let's try again. 715-723-2555 for 2 Micon Cinemas movie passes.
And it might be Dale again here. Let me see. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale. Again, almond milk.
Is it almond milk? Not almond milk, Dale. Thank you.
He's beating down the path of milk today here on WWIB. So, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Yeah, Tammy.
What do you think?
Chocolate milk?
Is it chocolate milk? Not chocolate milk.
Okay.
That is good as a recovery beverage, though, right? Athletes and such?
Yeah, one of our people at our Saturday morning breakfast table at Randy's every week has the large chocolate milk. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Corinne from O'Galley.
Hi, Corinne.
What do you think?
Hi. Is it whole milk?
Is it whole milk?
We are beating down the path of milk here one way or another, and it is not whole milk. Thanks.
715-723-2555 for two Micon Cinemas movie passes.
Just the milk answers alone are quite a recap at this point. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kevin from Spooner.
Kevin, what do you think?
How about eggnog?
Eggnog. Yeah. You know, it's getting to be tis the season, right?
Are we being pre-seasonal with an eggnog answer? People try to read between lines. Not eggnog. Thank you.
Thank you. 715-723-2555 for these two Micon Cinemas movie passes.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Cadott.
Mary, what do 65% of us consume? Mary, go ahead.
Yogurt.
Is it yogurt?
Yogurt, Mary? Could that be it? Thinking dairy. It's not it. Tuesday Trivia, the Wib Wake Up Show, round two on a 53-degree Tuesday, October.
Your chance to win two Micon Cinemas movie passes if you can solve this by calling us live in the studio at 715-723-2555. See a movie of your choice with a friend at Micon Cinemas of Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. 65% of people consume this.
Yeah.
What is it? 65% of people consume what? 715-723-2555. A lot of great guesses. Haven't got the correct answer yet.
All right. We have no calls yet at 723-2555. What are some of the guesses we had?
So, again, 65% of people consume this. It is not fast food, licorice, milk, almond milk, chocolate milk, whole milk, eggnog, yogurt, bread, cheese, or ice cream. None of those. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Let's hear from you, and let's get this solved.
All right, kind of our Wib Wake Up Show roll call. So let's start off. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Todd. I'm from Mondovi.
Hey, Todd.
What do you think?
Is it coffee?
Is it coffee?
Nobody's guessed that yet, huh?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah. It's not it.
Not
Maybe
coffee.
They thought the numbers were higher. So
good to hear from Mondovi. 715-723-2555 for two Micon Cinemas movie passes if you win.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Crystal from Fall Creek.
Hey, Crystal.
I'm going to say popcorn.
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 Huh. Well, that's...
Popcorn's delicious.
If you said what percent of moviegoers, that would be higher, but is that it? That's not it. So.
Thank you, Crystal. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Straight up popcorn, then you got your kettle corn and cheese corn, caramel corn. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jackie from Eau Claire.
Hi, Jackie.
Hey, I was wondering if it was lettuce.
Is it lettuce?
Huh, okay. That's a little different off the beaten path of some of the other guesses, but that's not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Jackie. You can call back, 715-723-2555 for the chance to win these Micon Cinemas movie passes.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Terry from Wausau.
Hi, Terry. Go ahead.
I'm going to guess lemonade.
Lemonade. Is it lemonade? Mm. Pink or yellow? I mean, it's not what we're looking for, but... I'm just...
Either one is good.
They really are delicious.
Yeah. Thanks. All right.
Kind of makes me want some lemonade because this could be our last warm-ish day for a while.
I think we had some for our Sunday meal a couple of days ago. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Would help if I pushed in this button and I missed it. Hi,
call
what's
back.
Your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi, this is Jordan from Boise.
All right.
What do you think, Jordan?
Is it gluten?
Is it gluten? 65% of us consume gluten.
Sorry.
Not what we're looking for, but good creative guess. It's Tuesday trivia time once again. Try number three here on this Tuesday morning. The Wib Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havo. 715-723-2555. The number to call in live to the studio if you want to take a guess at our trivia for a chance to win two Micon Cinemas movie passes. See a movie of your choice with a friend or family member at Micon Cinemas of Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, so having some fun with this question about consumption, Caleb.
65% of people consume this. What is it? 65% of people consume this. Incorrect answers. It's not fast food, licorice, milk, almond milk, chocolate milk, whole milk, eggnog, yogurt, bread, cheese, ice cream, coffee, popcorn, lettuce, lemonade, or gluten. Those are incorrect answers so far. We've heard from Bloomer, Rice Lake, Wausau, O'Galley, Spooner, Cadott, La Crosse, Mondovi, Fall Creek, Eau Claire, and Boyd. No one's got the correct answer yet. We want to send you to the movies. 715-723-2555. 65% of people consume this.
All right, this listener thinks she knows. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Terry from Wausau.
Hi, Terry.
What do you think?
I think it's drinking water.
I think it's water. So 65% of people drink water.
Okay.
Well, or at least the recommended amount, maybe.
Yeah, that's not
it. I hope so.
Thanks.
Thank you, Terry. Call us back. Good to hear from Wausau at 94.3 FM. All across western and central Wisconsin, WIB can be heard. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo, Tuesday Trivia.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Tammy from Durand.
Hey, Tammy.
What do you think?
Are you thinking pumpkin spice lattes?
Oh, pumpkin spice latte. That's a great guess.
The PSLs.
Yeah, because not everybody, but certainly a lot of people. Could that be it? Sorry.
Thank you, Tammy. Good to hear from Durand.
Call's a little slow right now, Caleb.
65% of people consume this. Consume what? Again, we're talking almost 7 in 10. Here's 65% if you round up. What do we consume?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brian from Chippewa.
Hey, Brian, what do you think?
2% milk.
2% milk. Is it 2% milk?
No, we had a lot of milk guesses earlier, but nobody had guessed 2%. Could that be it? Sorry.
Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Call back. Try again.
Just kind of trickling in here and there.
Again, a chance to win two Mikon Cinemas movie passes so you can see a movie with a friend.
Hi, WWIB, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy from Durand again.
What do you think, Tammy?
Is it pumpkin seeds?
Is it pumpkin seeds?
She's convinced it's pumpkin something.
Not pumpkin spice lattes, but is it pumpkin seeds?
Sorry.
Those are pretty good for you, though, I do believe. Yeah, that is true. It is. Tis the season. Thank you, Tammy.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Yeah, that's you. This is your moment.
All right. Pizza?
Pizza. Well, first, what's your name and where you're calling from? Because I'm assuming your name isn't pizza.
Pizza?
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Dave from Mondovi.
Dave from Mondovi. All right, Dave.
All right.
Is it pizza? 65% of people. I kind of wonder if that's one that more than 65%.
Oh, yeah.
So 65% would actually be included in there. But, yeah, a lot of the world eats pizza, I would think.
But you just made best of the week. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
From Phillips.
I'm sorry, the first name is?
Michelle.
Michelle, go right ahead.
Vitamins.
Is it vitamins?
I had mine this morning. Could that
I did
be
too.
It? It's not it. All right.
But good guess, though, Michelle.
Three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sandra calling from Eau Claire.
All right.
What do you think?
Is it fast food?
That was actually the very first thing guessed. So if you can think quickly, you can have a bonus guess.
Well, game meat.
A certain kind of meat, did you say?
Game, like wild meat.
Wild game. There you go.
Game meat. Gotcha. Okay. That's not it. Sorry.
We're a little bit deaf from working in radio for a long time.
I had heard gain, not game. But okay, and to tell you what, the calls just ran out there. So that'll do it for today. We're back at it tomorrow here on WWIB. And typically on Win It Wednesday, we do it after 7:15.
Yeah, and if you don't get it there, maybe we'll have a clue. And yeah, it's kind of a plethora of clues that we could go with. But yeah, be thinking about that, mulling on that overnight. 65% of people consume this. Hopefully we can send somebody to the movies tomorrow.
We've got some music and concert news here.
Indeed, yeah. So if you missed it, because I actually hadn't heard about this, but Mike Donahue, who was just at OneFest, he is coming a solo performance to Northern Lakes Church in Cumberland, and that is coming up quite quickly, November 16th. So, again, looks like tickets are $25 for VIP or $15 general admission. So a phenomenal event, and, man, one of my favorite singer-songwriters, Mike Donahue.